Hey guys, welcome back to the bonus segment of the Tales of the Trade podcast from Amaya FM. Today we're bringing you some delicious extras from our latest episode with Sally Prosser, renowned food and travel blogger in the region and founder of award-winning blog My Custard Pie. I'm Gaia, producer of Tales of the Trade, and I'll be your host for this segment. When it comes to any creative process, especially writing, inspiration always strikes rather than saunters. It's like that old friend who rings the doorbell just as you were rushing into the shower on a super busy day packed with meetings. Although you're happy to see them and would like nothing more than to sit down and indulge in their company, the timing isn't just quite right. Sally talked to us about her creative process and how 8.5 years in, she has found a few tools of her own to retain and pause inspiration till she's ready to tend to it.
I have ideas swirling around in my head a lot through all sorts of touch points through the day. I'm definitely much more productive in the morning. So I'll go out for my dog walk and then those thoughts will start to swirl around my head. Like a lot of people, you get your best ideas in the shower. In fact, my husband always says someone should patent a whiteboard for in the shower, so that all those ideas that bubble up in your head that you could jot down. So there's an idea, anyone listening. If I'm out of the house, I'll put the notes app on my phone. Sometimes I'll just even dictate into them, just get those ideas down. And then I'll rush to my computer, open a draft blog post, chuck all those ideas down. And then I guess it's time, energy, and ease of converting that idea into a finished blog post that really dictates what happens to it. Some things are much more time consuming, take a lot more research, and those are the ones that sit there for months or maybe even years. Yeah, I do try and put some structure into my calendar and say, right, I will publish this by then.
As a creative person working for oneself, it not only means having to do the creative work, but also to manage your time and structure your creativity to meet deadlines and maintain a sense of productivity. Being someone who's known for her attention to detail and for having such an engaged following, we were very curious to know how much structure Sally puts into her day-to-day and if the quality of her work is reflective of a tried and tested routine.
I hate routine, and I know that I have to have some kind of routine to be productive in life. So there is structure sort of in my life, but I like that flexibility. So yes, I try and do more stuff on weekends. But because I'm freelance, because my client work, obviously there are deadlines, etc., and there's things I have to do every day, but I can be flexible, and that really suits me. I'm more creative than structured, I would say. I know you can be creative and structured, but I really respond to going with the flow.
With new food blogs popping up every day, often content about food seems derivative, feeling like they are different versions of the same thing. Sally's blog, however, has always had a distinctive point of view that feels fresh and original.
I'm very mindful that the information that I provide is very accurate and well-researched. I mean, there's a place for the top 10, etc., and it's just very top-line stuff. And there's a lot of stuff on the internet that's just recirculated, and it becomes truth because it's repeated again and again and again, and it's not.
The delightful specificity of her blog is definitely something that sets it apart. Like this charming little observation and story about caramelizing onions.
Recently, there's been a bit of big hoo-ha about caramelized onions. Caramelized onions do not take 5 to 10 minutes to caramelize in any stretch of the imagination. But someone must have written that at some point. So now lots and lots of recipes say caramelize the onions should, 5 to 10 minutes. It doesn't. It'll take 25 minimum to 40 minutes. It's not quick. But this myth has been perpetrated. So I'm very anti those myths. If I'm giving information and if I'm not sure about it and I really, really can't check that or it's an opinion, I tend to just be upfront about that. At the end of the day, that's what makes my blog unique.
As someone who's been doing this for 8.5 years, Sally's advice for bloggers wanting to monetize by working with brands is extremely valuable.
If I was starting out and I wanted to monetize my blog and I wanted to attract brands who had budget but who I could work with, although I don't like ever working for free, I would go and do some things with some brands I wanted to endorse for free, especially if they were small brands who didn't have a budget, people that I really wanted to get behind. And I'd build that up as a track record so that I could go to people with budgets and say, I've done that with this person. I'd pitch to people I wanted to work with. That's the way I'd do it. So, yeah, that's what I'd advise. Obviously, everyone has to make their own decisions. And that's easy to say if you're not relying solely on that income to put bread on the table. You can diversify your income streams, I think, so you don't have to be in those positions.
Sally is someone who's had long-standing relationships with brands and has really established credibility with those brands. We were curious to know if people often made assumptions about her being inundated with freebies, how she developed this large following.
People always assume that I'm being paid for all sorts of things that I'm not being paid for. Yesterday I went to something and someone said, oh yes, Kareem bills are expensive. Well, I don't know, you probably get yours. I'm thinking, when's anyone ever paid for a Kareem for me? I was gobsmacked. And oh yes, your following is completely organic, as though, and you've never, there's no evidence of you ever using bots. Yes, but this was seen as a very, very unusual thing.
When you work for yourself, you're always looking at things from the inside out, which often means that you don't take the time and often don't have the time to celebrate the small victories and the big milestones. From the outside, we could list many of Sally's achievements, but we wanted to know what she considered her milestones, her turning points over the years.
A specific turning point, I'm not sure. I think it's a series. I think as an evolutionist blogger, you reach these milestones, and it's hard to remember those exact milestones now. Winning BBC Good Food Magazine Blogger of the Year, I must say I was very proud of that, and it was a real honour, and I was surrounded by people that I really admired. That was fantastic. I was linked in The Guardian a long time ago, top 50 food bloggers, and I was mentioned there, and that was a huge deal. So that's a turning point. Yeah, I guess it tends to be someone recognising you. I mean, David Leibovitz linked to me the other day and I was gobsmacked. And I mean, I have met him a few years ago, but it just showed that's why he's still so popular and has such a great following, because he's so genuine. And it was a really generous thing to do, because I linked to him in one of my posts. I thought how wonderful that was. I mean, that's probably too much of a statement to say it's a turning point, but it is one of those, you look at life in a different way. You know, you look at the blogging world again in a different way. So many different communities and so many wonderful friends, both here and around the world. I mean, my girls still joke that, oh, Mum, met someone on Twitter and stayed in their house, you know, which is true.
So, there you go. We hope that this bonus episode gave you some more insight into the immediacy of blogger life and the process of creating longevity in this ever-changing digital sphere. Thank you for listening, and tune in on November 20th for the next episode of Tales of the Trade. You can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Ankami as well. Just search for Tales of the Trade wherever you like to listen. So many tales to be told, so many stories to be shared. So pull up a chair and join the conversation.